Dr. Kapinski with a female IME named Nancy Shalhoub, C-H-E-L-L-E-W. Nancy Shalhoub is a 54-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 10-14-21. Period. She was performing a two-person transfer of a student who didn't want to be transferred. Period. He straightened his body up during the lift, which caused Ms. Shalhoub to become injured. She reports this as being an electric chair. She was transferring him from an electric chair to a RIFTICK, R-I-F-T-I-C-K, chair in a manual fashion. Period. She understands her final diagnosis to be herniations at L3, L4, L5, with a tear and nerve pushed straight up. Period. She underwent surgery for this on 8-4-22. Involving microdiscectomy and decompression. Period. She completed a course of active treatment in early 2023. Period. A paragraph as per the record supplied. Ms. Shalhoub was seen at urgent care on 10-14-21. Period. She reported a lower back injury secondary to transferring a student to a chair. Period. The student was also heavy and resisting. Period. She was diagnosed with a lumbar sprain for which she was prescribed muscle relaxers and lighter derm patch. Period. She followed up here over the next few weeks, running through 10-22-21. Period. At that time, she was referred for an MRI. Period. The paragraph MRI was done on 12-28-21 to be inserted. Period. She saw a neurosurgeon, Dr. Mitchell, on 11-15-21. Period. He ordered physical therapy and began her on a Medrol dose pack for a lumbar sprain and lumbar radiculopathy. Period. Plain x-rays were done on 12-7-21 with flexion and extension views. Period. It showed minimal lower lumbar spondylosis, but was otherwise unremarkable. Period. New paragraph. On 1-4-22, she followed up with Dr. Mitchell. Period. He noted previously her symptoms were mostly left-sided, but today she was equal on both sides. Period. He reviewed the MRI and x-rays, period. He returned with improvement in her left L4 radiculopathy. Period. She has back pain and nonspecific bilateral lower extremity complaints. Period. MRI reveals L4-5 facet arthropathy with left L4-5 far lateral disc herniation. Period. He thought the latter was causing left L4 radiculopathy, which has resolved with steroids and time. Period. She was then referred for electrodiagnostic testing. Period. In the paragraph, EMG was done by Dr. Gallagher on 2-3-22. Period. It was not consistent with plexopathy, nor an isolated femoral mononeuropathy. Period. It was not consistent with tarsal tunnel syndrome nor polyneuropathy. Period. There was no evidence of plexopathy bilaterally, and there was no evidence of radiculopathy in the right lower extremity. Period. Her left L3 and/or L4 radiculopathy was not impressive, but is probably clinically significant because of their acute nature. Period. She returned to Dr. Mitchell on 3-24-22 to review these results. Period. They discussed an epidural steroid injection. Period. On 6-2-22. He noted such an injection was given on 4 12-22 with good resolution for a day, but then she lost her relief. Period, she was out of work for a short period of time and noticed significant improvement. Period, she underwent another epidural steroid injection on 5-24-22 and 6-2-22 by Dr. Paul. Period, these provided her with various levels of improvement. Period. Ultimately, they elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period, new paragraph on 8-4-22, Dr. Mitchell performed surgery to be inserted here. Period, she followed up with him post-operatively through 1-3-23. On 11-28-22, he referred her for a functional capacity evaluation. But this was completed on 12-19-22 and found that she performed it with maximum effort. But she was deemed capable of working in the light-medium physical demand category. Period. As of 1-3-23, Ms. Shalhoub related 80% improvement. Period. It is unclear if her current job description fits in light medium demand category or some other level. Period. However, she could return to work without restrictions for a light medium demand category position. Period. Earlier records show she came into the care of a nurse practitioner named Ms. Trow, T-R-O-W, in 2016. Period. She treated there for general medical conditions, including essential hypertension and cigarette smoking. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, normal, spine thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a 1/2 inch longitudinal scar overlying the left sacroiliac joint, but preserved lordotic curve. Period, she had minimally reduced active range of motion and flexion to 80 degrees, but was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Period, supine straight leg raises and maneuver on the right at 90 degrees and left at 80 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness that is not clinically consequential. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 10-14-21, Nancy Shalhoub injured her lower back when transferring a non-compliant patient. Period, she was seen the same day at WorkNet and initiated on conservative care. Period, she quickly was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Mitchell on 11-15-21. Period, she had physical therapy. Period, she had a lumbar MRI on 12-28-21 to be inserted here. Period, she accepted injections and therapy with temporary improvement. Period, she had an EMG that identified some radiculopathy. Period, a repeat lumbar MRI was done on 7-27-22 to be inserted. Period, ultimately surgery was done on 8-4-22. Period, she followed up post-operatively through 1-3-23. Period, by then she had participated in an FCE that deemed she was capable of working in the light-medium physical demand category. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found Ms. Shalhoub had virtually full range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period, there was healed surgical scarring, but no tenderness or spasm to palpation. Period, supine straight leg raise and maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness at very obtuse angles that are not clinically consequential. Period, new paragraph, this case represents 10-12.5% permanent partial total disability at the lower back. Period. And that is the end.